What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer. This is the weekend, holiday weekend of the Purple Project podcast. All things K-State sports recording on New Year's. Oh my goodness. Christmas Eve, Yeah, before Christmas Eve. I totally messed up this postcast edition. December 23rd, 2023. The Purple Project podcast, all things K-State. It's your first time listening to the podcast. Appreciate it for doing so. And of course, you've been following along throughout the month of December, or you've been in and out, or going back to this semester, or you're going way back to the existence, the start of the Pro Project podcast. We appreciate you so much for giving us your ears throughout the Pro Project podcast tenure, part of the K-State family of podcasts. Okay, so the other night, Thursday night, and I was kind of in and out of this game. Obviously, we talk about the men's basketball team here. And they continue to own Wichita State. This took place in Kansas City at the quote-unquote old Sprint Center, as I like to call it here on this podcast. Taking care of Wichita State. K-State did 69-60 in this one. And I mentioned Tyler Perry in the previous podcast. He needs to be better, and he was, not just waiting till late for his heroics, which, of course, we appreciate that, but we need more consistency from Tyler Perry if K-State is going to get better and be where they want to be when it comes closer to March there. Tyler Perry scoring 17 and locking down free throws in the final minute there as K-State now balloons the win streak over the Shockers by five straight. Yes, five straight wins, K-State Nation, over Wichita State. Cam Carter put out 15. David Gasson. See, this is what I was talking about. You got to have somebody else. Cam, you know what you give Cam Carter. Tyler Perry needs to be more consistent. You check the box on that. Gasson, what you going to do? Yep, 13 points on the night, 9 rebounds. Check it off the mark. Arthur Kaluma also added in 11 as well after he struggled in the last outing right here against Nebraska there as well. Jerome Tang, after the fact, quote, these games are always tough for a lot of different reasons. And he goes on to say, quote, the game before Christmas, you're always concerned that your guys come go home and not tell you. Some are flying out tomorrow morning and you wonder if they're already home for Christmas or not. But I just thought our guys were locked in right there, end quote. Of Wichita State, Quincy Ballard had 12 points in this game. As now I bring up my other screen here for this podcast. So yeah, absolutely. Let's see. And kudos to you guys, K-State Mint Nation, showing out in the Sprint Center. Yes, it's the T-Mobile Center, I know. But I call it the Sprint Center now, right? Y'all guys showed out Thursday night. That was huge right there. Despite the downfall of Nebraska, still had boys, girls, men, women, Bleed K-State roared throughout that building in there. So I wanted to shout you guys out on that. And good, and that's a good transition, actually, because 18,660 fans were in that building, represented the largest crowd in a 12-game history. Oh, by the way, it was called the Wildcat Classic. So there you go there as well. K-State, more numbers for you. K-State now 10-2 all-time in the world in the Wildcat Classic, which dates all the way back to 2007. The Wildcats are now 2-0 in the Classic under Tang. And after, of course, they beat Nebraska in that building last year. Of course, we all know what happened 2 weeks ago, but it redefined himself. They got back on track with a win, K-State 9-3 now. There, that's why I was going to say the final score is 69-60, K-State by 9 there as well in the ball game here. Let's see, already said that. Let's see, K-State, yeah, fifth straight win over Wichita State, 23-11 all time. K-State 180-56 in non-conference play there. K-State shot, let's see, yeah, shot 40% from the field, and then they hit 33% from downtown there as well. K-State, 23 of 29 from the free throw line, including David Gasol getting a nice hand of applause there, round of applause there for hitting his first free throw on a tech before he missed the second one there as well. So, yeah, absolutely, you needed to win this game, and it took care of business. And that was, by the way, for them, for K-State, make sure you get it right. That was the last game for K-State men's basketball in 2023. And next time, you will see Gasol pairing Cam Carter and company, Jerome Tang, on the court. It'll be back here in Manhattan, Kansas, January 2nd on ESPN Plus, Big 12 Now Network against Chicago State before Big 12 play begins. Yep, Big 12 play will begin that weekend against UCF, when UCF comes calling to Manhattan. So the Bramas Coliseum, the Octagon of Doom, will welcome Chicago State for the first game of 2024, January 2nd. And then it's on. The real games begin, baby. Not that they already are already, but hey, it's almost time to get your groove on right there. So men's basketball, 9-3 now. One more non-con game, and that will have to wait until the new year begins on January 2nd. The K-State women's basketball team, they will play, they have another week before they play as well, but they'll play one more game before the year is out, and that's their first Big 12 game against Cincinnati on the road. That is going to be a Saturday game, I believe. Yes, it is. So next Saturday, K-State women's basketball will travel to Cincinnati, Ohio, to play the Lady Bearcats. Meanwhile, we haven't talked much football, and I apologize for that. And it looks like we are going to do a postcast on that Thursday following the bowl game. Yeah, following the bowl game, which I believe is on a Wednesday. I want to double check that for sure, but you guys should know that by now. Yeah, no. Hold on. 25th, 26th. No, that's, yeah, we're going to be doing a reaction, actually. So we're going to be doing a reaction. Me and Alex, my co-host, Alex A. Nicole, this podcast, we will do reaction, postcast, a special edition, which will be our last one for football is concerned. Day when Avery Johnson and company take on NC State on the football field. I'm actually hoping this week at some point it's going to be, again, I'm not going to make any promises, but I'm hoping to get at least a preview, give you guys a preview of that matchup there at the Pop-Tarts Bowl. Well, I'm not going to be there, but K-State will in Orlando. First appearance in Orlando in K-State history there as well. So I wanted to bring you up to date on that. So prep is pretty much done. I believe the team will be headed down there if they're not down there already. So lots going on. Football about to come to a close. Obviously, National Signing Day happened this week as well. The recruiting class is in for K-State football. A little bit short list compared to last year, obviously, with the everything or at the top of the board surrounding Avery Johnson, now the QB1 here for Kansas State, going into that Pop-Tarts Bowl down there as well. So giving you guys a little bit of catch up right here on the podcast, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Again, get it wherever you get your podcast. We are free and available for you whenever we do post content. We'll be back tomorrow there with something. I know I have volleyball ready to go. I might pop one of those in there as well. I mean to get to it. Like I said, crazy. This part of the year, crazy. And now it's about to get even crazier for yours truly. But that's going to do it for right now in this edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Alex Aiden, host Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. Go Cats. Big win for K-State basketball, men's basketball, over Wichita State, 69-60. Go Cats.